Cold weather continues to grip much of the Midwest, and thousands of people don't have a warm place to stay on a regular basis. The federal government does an annual homeless count each year, and on one night in 2017, it found about 5,500 people on the streets in Indiana. Owen Davenport with a Lighthouse Mission in Terre Haute says rural areas of Indiana have fewer options for people who can't find a place to stay. He says most people don't choose to be homeless, and for many, even though they are working, they are one or two paychecks away from being homeless.
They're struggling to try and pay utilities, pay rent, put food on the table. You know, you got to juggle. What do you do? And sometimes you have to make the choice to give up everything and just go to the shelter if you have to get back on your feet.
Last month, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development reported homelessness crept up last year across the nation, especially among individuals experiencing long-term chronic homelessness. The good news is that homelessness among families with children has declined more than 5% nationwide since 2016. Last month, HUD awarded more than $19.3 million to support 95 homeless housing and service programs in the Hoosier State. Davenport says many organizations just provide food and shelter, but others, such as Lighthouse Mission, tries to help the homeless turn their situation around.
One of the things we do here, when somebody is living here, they get a job, we have them turn part of their money into holding. That's their money. We don't keep any of it. We're trying to help them build a nest egg. So we're trying to give them the opportunity to save money and get their lives on track.
In 2017, there were nearly 600 homeless families in Indiana and more than 600 veterans and nearly 300 people aged 18 to 24 living on the streets. This year's homeless count happened at the end of January, but statistics have not been released yet. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.